This program is brought to you by Fresh FM.
This is Dana Wensley, and you're listening to Top Writers. Today I'm interviewing local author Annika Olsen-Smith about Ripples, an anthology of romance poetry and short stories by the Nelson Romance Writers. But before we talk to Annika, I want to take a few moments to talk about freedom of speech. I'm the Freedom of Speech spokesperson for PEN in New Zealand. PEN is a worldwide organisation that promotes literature and freedom of expression. I believe that words have power, that images have power. Freedom of speech is about whether you believe that power should be restrained. Last year, a teen novel, Into the River by Ted Dorr, was banned for a short time in New Zealand. The book was said to be offensive because of the language and the depiction of scenes of nudity and sexual encounter between teacher and a school pupil. Into the River was a work of fiction, but there's a long history of works of fiction being banned. In 1931, Alice in Wonderland was banned in China for the crime of portraying animals acting with human complexity and characteristics. George Orwell's Animal Farm was banned in Russia for its anti-socialist sentiment. The Diary of Anne Frank was banned in Lebanon for portraying Jews, Israel or Zionism favourably. And these are joined by a long line of books such as Mein Kampf, 50 Shades of Grey, Madame Bovary, Lady Chatterley's Lover, Uncle Tom's Cabin, Ulysses, The Da Vinci Code, the list goes on. Is all of this banning of books a case of overreaction? Does fiction have the power to change attitudes and beliefs in a detrimental way? Research from the University of Vermont suggests that far from being merely entertainment, political and social values are absorbed from fiction. And surprisingly, this evidence comes from a book that most kids today have read, or at least heard of, Harry Potter. Detailed in the book, Harry Potter and the Millennials, what the research suggests is that readers of the Harry Potter series demonstrate that when Harry Potter confronts Lord Voldemort, it's not purely entertainment. This epic battle between good and evil helped shape the views of teenagers worldwide. Readers of the Harry Potter series are more tolerant of others than non-Harry Potter fans. They are less likely to discriminate against those not like them. And this holds true, the research suggests, after correcting for other social and environmental factors. In shaping attitudes through fiction, J.K. Rowling followed in the footsteps of other writers who are credited with changing our worldview. Fiction is a powerful vehicle for teaching and exploring new ideas, but that does not mean we should ban all those publications that do not portray a scripted, sanitized view of the world. The interim ban on Into the River ended, with the majority of the Film and Literature Board classifying the book as unrestricted. The majority of the board stated that the book dealt with the subject matter in a way that was essential to the story and was not gratuitous. The majority viewed the book as dealing with matters in a way that was likely to educate rather than promote. This is just one story of one writer. If you want to find out more about what PEN does and how you can be involved, follow the links on the New Zealand Society of Authors website to PEN, or contact me, Dana Wensley, at pen@nzauthors.org.nz.
This show is sponsored by the Top of the South Writers, a branch of the New Zealand Society of Authors. Top of the South Writers is devoted to the interests of writers in the region. It offers talks, workshops, a weekly newsletter, advice about publishing and copyright issues, and much more. You can find out more about Top of the South Writers at topwriters.co.nz.
This is Dana Wensley, and you're listening to Top Writers. Today I'm interviewing local author Annika Olsen-Smith about Ripples, an anthology of romance poetry and short stories by the Nelson Romance Writers. This show I'm also going to let you know about upcoming book launches and let you know what the judge in the Page and Blackmore short story competition said about this year's entries. Tina Shaw, author of The Children's Pond and The Black Madonna, published by Penguin Books, judged the award this year and has some interesting insights into what made the best entries stand out from the rest. so stay tuned until the end. But first of all, let's talk to Annika, who is with me in the Nelson studio of Fresh FM here at Founders Park. Thanks for coming along, Annika. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Oh, thanks for inviting me.
Annika, Ripples is a collection of writing from a number of authors in the region. They're all members of a group called Nelson Romance Writers. Tell us about the group.
Yes, we are, I think, 13 at the moment. It's 12 of us who have gone together and done this book, Ripples. And most of us have been in the group for many years now. But we always get new people, and that we welcome them absolutely. The group started long ago, 2002, actually on Valentine's Day, just the same day that we launched our book, but have had different conveners during the years, of course. And at the moment, I am the convener of the group. The girls, we are all women, are marvelous. We write very different styles. It's everything from quite hot and sexy to very sweet romance. Some write paranormal. It's all in between. And we have really chosen for the anthology pieces that shows how different we write, also to give the readers anything, you know, so at least some piece will suit one reader mm-hmm. because the styles are so different.
Mm, there's a good range in the book.
Yes.
Do you read together or write together or critique each other's work? Or
how does that work? Yes. We have a subgroup, which is a critique group. And any time when anyone needs help, we meet. It's about once a month we meet. We send each other via email the piece we need help with. And everybody has a chance to really look at it and critique it. And then at the meeting, we tell the writer our opinion about it. And that's an awesome help, mm-hmm. especially for me, who doesn't have English as my first language. Mm-hmm. It has been absolutely invaluable.
So let's talk about romance fiction. Ripples contains a bit of everything, as you've said. It's mm-hmm. short stories, poetry, excerpts from books. Mm-hmm. Can you tell the listeners what romance fiction is and how you decided what to put into Ripples and what to leave out?
Yes, We knew, of course, about each other's work, and we asked that everyone would submit a certain amount, maximum 3 stories each, and we went through them together and made a decision, and with having in mind that we wanted it to be a bit different every story, so it was a variation for the reader to read. Mm-hmm. And the poems, it's not very many of us who write poetry. It's me and a couple of our other Heather and Jackie has provided poems, and Karen. So we decided to put a piece of poetry in between the stories to lighten up the layout of the book. Mm-hmm. And we also have these short quotes from mm. other work of ours.
Mm. It works well. I think the layout's good and it's a
yes,
good read.
Yes, so. Yes. Mm. We have a lot to thank Wendy Scott, who is an excellent member, to thank her for the layout.
Now, Annika, I was reading that romance fiction is defined by 2 basic elements, a central love story and a happy ending.
Yes.
Do you agree with that?
Yes. You can't have anything else but a happy ending. Mm-hmm. It's very formulae, but it depends on who you write for. Mills and Boone, now Harlequin, they are very formulae. It has to be, you know, a hero and a heroine. They have to have controversies and so forth. It has to be things that stop them from loving or being mm-hmm. together, and lots of obstacles. And but in the end, mm-hmm. it has to finish with them getting together.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how it is. But as I say, our stories that we have chosen for this book is not all that type.
Mm.
So not all maybe finish the way you would like it to finish.
You've chosen something from Ripples to read to us today. Can you tell us what it is? And would you like to read it now?
Oh, yes. I have chosen two poems which are very different. One, the first, Evidence. It's a very fun one, at least I think so. I had fun writing it. Mm. It's about that in a relationship you are supposed to be one, but after all, we are two individuals, aren't we? So, Evidence. Two brushes of tooth, head to head. One is blue and one is red. Sexist colors, not the proof, but the blue flattened with dry paste. The red as good as new and no waste. Tells me of wisdom I'm full. You are now one is a lot of bull.
I like that one a lot when I read it in
Yes.
Each show I ask my guests to choose a song they want to play. Tell us about the song you've selected and why you chose it.
I have chosen Tina Turner's You're Simply the Best, because my husband is simply the best. I was going to play it for him when he arrived to marry me in Stockholm at the airport, but it didn't work. The machine didn't work. So instead, we chose it for our wedding waltz.
Give me everything I need.
This is Dana Wensley, and you're listening to Top Writers. Today I'm talking to local writer Annika Olsen-Smith about Ripples, an anthology of romance poetry and short stories by Nelson Romance writers. You have another poem for us to read today. Can you read that now?
Yes, I will. It's called Daydream, and this is written while I was in New Zealand in 1993, thinking of divorcing my first husband. When I think of you, it is in a dream. But in the dream, I never see you alone. I never see you alone with your tall legs walking over wet cliffs, your fishing gear silently rattling in your hands as you jump from one rock to another. I never see you alone in the dream, setting sails and steering away, blowing your winter stiff fingers and smiling, enjoying the peace of the silent engine. No, in the dream I see you, never see you alone, but us two, together. It has to be, otherwise it's reality.
Annika, let's talk about you as a writer. I think I'm most drawn to your poetry in Ripples. It evokes a certain power, and it suggests a complexity that if you scratch the surface, romance is not all about sunsets and fairy tale endings. And I'm thinking here of the poem you've just read out, and there's another one called Jealousy, and another The Letter, which I think is my absolute favourite.
Yes.
How is your poetry? How is your poetry different from the short stories you write?
I think that writing poetry, you do that when you are depressed or saddened, or, you know, it's very rarely I have written poems when I'm happy. Well, with maybe the exception of the first one I read. So poetry comes out of your soul, your troubled soul. When I write the romance short stories, it's just pure fantasy and happiness. You write because it's fun.
So let's hear an excerpt from a short story.
Yes, this short story is called With the Blessing of St. Valentine. And I chose that because it was St. Valentine's Day when we had the launch of Ripples. And it's about Valentino and Pernilla Svensson. Valentino is the eldest son in an Italian family. He is set to meet Pernilla at the station. And Pernilla is the mother of his youngest brother's fiancé. As soon as he saw her, he knew that she was the one he'd been waiting for, in more ways than one. Valentino took the signora's hand, introduced himself in English, and drew her hand to his lips. She stunned him by replying in perfect Italian. She squared her shoulders and looked straight into Valentino's dark eyes. That was a big mistake. The look from his eyes was warm and welcoming. If it hadn't been for that flash of passion, she would have felt almost comfortable. As it was, her pulse accelerated to an unhealthy rate.
Annika, tell us about the second song you've chosen to play for us today.
Yes, it's Elvis, of course. I am an absolute Elvis fan. It's the Hawaiian wedding song that we had on our wedding, my husband Alan and I, on a rock in Sweden, Baltic Sea.
This is the moment I've waited for. I can hear my heart singing. Soon bells will be ringing. This is the moment of sweet aloha. I will love you longer than forever. Oh. promise me that you will leave me never. Here I am now, dear. All my love I vow, dear. Promise me that you will leave me never. I will love you longer than forever.
This is Dana Wensley, and you're listening to Top Writers. Today I'm talking to Annika Olsen-Smith about the anthology of romance fiction, Ripples. Annika, thank you so much for coming along today. It was a pleasure to have you in the studio, and I wish we had more time for more of your poems and talking to you a little bit more.
Thank you very much.
There are two things before we go. First, I want to remind listeners to look out for events and upcoming book launches by local writers on the Top of the South website. In June, we have a book launch by Ruby Bay writer David Briggs. His book is called The Direction of Our Fear and is set on the Kapiti Coast and explores themes of love and loss and the tangle of human relationships. So look out for this and other events on our website at www.topwriters.co.nz. Secondly, I also want to congratulate the winners of the 2016 Page and Blackmore Short Story Competition. First place was Plan B by Monique Reimer. Second was Dirty Old City by Sue England. Third was Mocked by Susan Batty. Thanks for those of you who entered, and for those of you who are looking to enter next year, I want to share a few tips from this year's judge, Tina Shaw. She said, and I quote, "The best stories pushed the subject matter in some way, taking an idea in a new direction, or trying out a different kind of structure, or did something fresh with language, giving voice to the main character." Page and Blackmore has supported the competition for many years, and we're lucky to have such a great bookshop here in the Nelson region. You can find them on the internet at pageandblackmore.co.nz, where they also carry copies of Ripples, the anthology of romance writers of Nelson, I've been talking about today with Annika Olsen-Smith.
This show is sponsored by the Top of the South Writers, a branch of the New Zealand Society of Authors. You can find out more about Top of the South Writers at topwriters.co.nz.
Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this program available through funding the Access Internet Radio Project. Cheers, New Zealand On Air.